Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 44, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you this morning?
Doing well. I have another great week of racing out there this week. Anything exciting happened world horse racing this week? I don't think. It's been relatively quiet for the most part, I would say.
Yeah, a lot of the horsemen are getting ready for Saratoga and Del Mar, the racetracks really haven't carded a whole lot of stakes races over the last couple of weeks, but we do get a pretty interesting day at Belmont Park tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dig right in. Of course, be sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find the links and all the ways to listen to us. Just click a link. You'll be able to listen. Join our Facebook group. The link's there as well. And also, we'll be able to interact with us on Facebook. Ask your Amazon Echo. You can ask Echo Play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to listen to us there as well. Be sure you're following us on Twitter, Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post some any late changes, maybe some other picks, and any other types of things we would like to talk about. We have over 11,000 downloads now. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate that. Episode 43 was 300 times. Not bad. And we really appreciate that. Thanks enough for listening. So this week's agenda, we are going to review last week. The horse nut segment for this week is going to be past performances, future results. That's an interesting topic. And this week, you handicapped five stakes races at Belmont Park. We'll go through that. So let's dig right into last week's results.
Yeah, Dave. So five stakes races handicapped last week at Gulfstream, and we had two top two pick winners. Really, in full transparency, Dave, not a great day last Saturday. Two top two pick winners were pretty short priced, and there was a lot of chalk. A lot of favorites won those stakes races last week. But overall, our stakes handicapping is at 239 races that we've picked, and we've had 109 top two pick winners, and we maintain 45%. Excited about this week. Hopefully, we're getting now back to some graded stakes races at a single track. Yeah. I feel pretty good about some of the selections I've made.
Great. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. But first off, let's go to the horse nugget segment. And you want to talk about the past performance and future results. It seems like an interesting topic. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, Dave. So this is just going to be a short horse nugget segment. But as I was handicapping the Belmont card for tomorrow, last evening, I started thinking about, how I handicap races. And, all of us, no matter whether we use Brisnet or DRF or, Equibase or any other handicapping tools, the Ragazin sheets, Thoragraph, any of those things. The big thing that we're looking for, Dave, out of past performances is the horse going to progress or regress off, especially off the last effort? I know a lot of handicappers who try to handicap by just assuming that however the horse raced the last time will be the way the horse races this time. It's important to note that these horses are not machines, though.
Right.
You and I know a handicapper that said that a few times.
That's right.
They are not machines. And so, when I'm handicapping a race, I'm looking at the past performances, but I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to get an improvement, especially off the last race. And if I'm going to get an improvement, why will I get an improvement? And if a horse raced really well the last time, I'm asking myself, do I think this horse might regress off that effort? It's one of those things where we're trying to predict the future, and it's good to use the past in order to do that. But again, we're making a future prediction. And so I think, the main point I was trying to make here is is if you're going to be a handicapper, the very first thing you've got to do is you've got to look at the last effort, and you have to decide whether there's a reason for improvement or a reason for the horse to regress off that effort.
Yeah.
You know, there's horses, you know, and as I went through the Belmont card for tomorrow, you know, there's horses that won their last start. Well, I like to go back and look in their past performances and look and see if they've ever strung two wins in a row. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of horses come up with a peak effort, but then, you know, can't repeat that back to back. So I like to look at horses and see if they are capable of winning back to back, or what, I don't know, what happens after they produce a winning effort. What's the next race after a winning effort, and how do they perform? Certainly, when you're looking at past performances and trying to determine future results, I look for patterns. How, you know, is this horse is off a layoff? How has he braced off layoffs before? This is a distance change. How's he or she raced, you know, when this horse has changed distances before? This is a surface change. How's this horse raced before when he's changed surfaces? I like to look at the past performance and see if there's a reason for me to logically assume that there could be an improvement in the next race. And certainly, last but not least, it's good to get familiar with trainer tendencies, and trainer tendencies can also point you in a direction of considering a future result based on a horse's past performance. So, my main point here, Dave, was that we're trying to predict the future,
right,
and the past performances have a lot of information that can point you in a direction of whether there's room for an improved effort this time out, or this horse has a chance to regress off the previous effort or efforts. And that's kind of what I meant by past performances and future results.
Yeah. And you don't have a crystal ball, so you don't know. You can predict the future based on all of these different tips you've given, but you don't know. You don't know, just like anything.
Well, just because a horse has thrown a triple digit buyer speed figure in its past performances, right, doesn't mean that it's going to repeat and throw another triple digit buyer speed figure. So you have to decide based on the information in front of you,
right,
whether you think that's going to happen again. And is it going to improve off that triple digit buyer speed figure, or is it going to regress off that triple digit buyer speed figure? And I do know a lot of handicappers that kind of key off of the horse's last race. And if you're going to do that, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
But then you have to decide whether there's a reason for improvement or a reason the horse might regress off that effort. I certainly go back deeper because I'm looking for patterns and reasons that the horse might be better this time than last time. And I'll mention those things as I kind of walk through,
sure,
my handicapping today.
And that's the thing too. The public will go with a lot of those numbers when they have the triple digit buyer speed figures. That means they're going to bet the horse down, or the morning line is going to be low. So, like I said, there's so many different variables. You can't go through just that one thing.
Correct.
All right. Let's dig right in. Thanks for that great segment. And let's dig right into handicapping this week's Belmont on Saturday. You pick five races here, and that means there's a pick five, which is great. So we're going to start right away with the sixth race. The sixth race is a mile, and it's a grade three. It's the 101st running of the Dwyer, and the purse is $300,000 for three-year-olds. I see a lot of return horses from the Triple Crown races, so let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the four-horse Noble Indy, Todd Pletcher trains. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. This horse is 7-2 in the morning line. Sticking with that theme of whether I think there will be an improvement or not, this horse's last race was in the Belmont Stakes. But notice the Pletcher makes an equipment change here, puts blinkers on, wasn't racing with blinkers at Belmont, had blinkers on in both the Kentucky Derby and the Louisiana Derby. But my big notation here is back to Johnny Velasquez. Johnny's won two times of this horse's three lifetime wins. I think this horse will show the early speed, especially with the blinkers on. Should get this horse focused. And I see Johnny getting out on the front end here. And when Johnny gets out on the front end, he's tough to catch. So I'm going to make the four-horse Dave Noble Indy our top selection in this sixth race at Belmont on Saturday. Our second selection is a returner for us, right? The six-horse Mendelsohn. Aiden O'Brien trains. Ryan Moore is the jockey. And they gave this horse an 8-5 morning line. Certainly has shown some class, won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly in 2017. Obviously disappointed in what happened in the Derby. You know, as I said prior to the podcast to you, Dave, my concern always with horses like this is I don't know what that Derby effort did to this horse psychologically. Got banged around pretty bad and kind of a disappointed effort for a horse that's raced pretty well. The other thing that I've mentioned is, you know, Mendelsohn, though this would be a nice purse for Mendelsohn to take down, certainly, that's not why this horse is back over here racing the States. This horse is pointed towards the Breeders' Cup Classic, and this is the first race off the bench. I wouldn't expect a max effort out of this horse. Certainly Mendelsohn could win the race, but 8-5 might be a little bit too rich for me tomorrow. And I like our top selection with a chance to go wire to wire. So we're going to make Mendelsohn our second selection, the six horse, Dave. And then our third and final selection is going to be the three horse Rugby Man. Rugby Man's trained by Graham Motion. Jose Ortiz is the jockey. This horse is 2-1 in the morning line. Yeah. This is a looks like an improving three-year-old colt. If you look at this horse's last race, Dave, you can see that this horse was engaged in a pretty long stretch battle, third by neck, second by neck. Motion also throws blinkers on. Get this horse focused. Maybe this horse wound up just kind of looking around there in the stretch instead of extending himself for the win. But, another lightly raced horse. It's hard for me to throw Graham Motion out in these big races, though, you know, I'm not a big fan of 2-1.
No.
But I do think that for purposes of the pick five and pick three and some of the other exotics, I think it would be a mistake not to throw this horse in, especially with the equipment change. So let's make the three horse Rugby Man our third selection, Dave. So to summarize, Belmont's sixth race on Saturday, our selections are 4-6-3.
And the weather is supposed to be a lot better, I would bet, compared to what the Derby was last
night. Yeah, actually, I did check the weather in New York. They are getting a lot of rain today. There's a flash flood warning, but it's supposed to clear up this afternoon, and then tomorrow is supposed to be kind of a perfect day out there. So I would anticipate a fast main track, maybe a little softness in the turf course, but I would think that everyone's going to have a legitimate shot at racing tomorrow.
Good. All right, let's move on to the seventh race. Seventh race is a shorter distance. It's 7 furlongs. It's a grade two. It's the 11th running of the Belmont Sprint Championship. It's $350,000 for three-year-olds on upward. It will also have a start of a pick three and a pick four. You give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this race is the two horses, Whitmore. Ron Moquette trains. Ricardo Santana is the jockey. This horse is 2-1 in the morning line. I think this horse is a closer. I think this horse is going to get the pace set up that's advantageous. Certainly great lifetime record, 20 lifetime starts, one half of them, 110 times. I believe that we had this horse as our top pick and this horse's last effort and almost got there. We are getting a little bit added distance here, another half a furlong. This horse's past performance and form looks really good. You ask yourself if this horse can produce another triple digit buyer speed figure off that last 102, and you don't have to go much farther back to those two back-to-back races at Oak One, both wins, both 102 buyer speed figures. You can even go farther back on the past performances and see that this horse was able to string four wins in a row. So when this horse gets good, he stays good. And like I said, I think he'll get the speed duel and the pace set up that he's looking for. So let's make the two-horse Whitmore our top selection in the seventh race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the six-horse. The six-horse is favorable outcome. Chad Brown trains. Javier Castellanos, the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. This horse is a four-year-old colt who, you know that I like those horses in their four-year-old season. Chad Brown gave this horse a pretty nice layoff off that race at Belmont on May 17th. Has been training on that training track up at Saratoga, which is a little bit slower of a training track. So I'm sure this horse is nice and legged up. We're getting Javier, who's won on this horse before, has won a couple of times on this horse. So it's the right jockey for the horse, and I would anticipate a pretty big effort out of the six horse favorable outcome. So let's make the six horse day favorable outcome our second selection in the seventh race. And then our third and final selection, Dave, I'm going to pick a little bit of an outsider here. I'm going to take the five-horse Lewis Field. Jeff Runco trains. Arnaldo Boca Chica is the jockey. This horse is 15-1 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff. It's a four-year-old. This horse might be the speed of the speed. And if the track is favoring speed horses tomorrow, maybe this horse might have a chance to relax, get on the front end and go wire to wire. This horse has been out nine times, has won five times, second twice, third twice. So has been in the money all nine lifetime starts, and looks like a speed ball and has his regular jockey on him, Dave. So I'm going to make the five horse Lewis Field our third and final selection in the seventh race at Belmont, Dave. So to summarize, our selections in Belmont's seventh race are 2, 6, 5.
All right. Let's move on to the eighth race. Eighth race is a big race here. It's a mile and a quarter. It's on the inner turf. This is a grade one. It's the 40th running of the Belmont Oaks Invitational. It's a $1 million purse, and it's for filly three-year-olds. So get your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So this, as I was handicapping this race last night, I found myself just staring at this race long and hard and kept scrolling through and kept trying to make cases for horses, which I was able to do. It was really difficult for me to narrow this down. But I did come up with a top selection, and I'm going to pick the 10 horse, Dave. Mighty Scarlet as our top pick. Chad Brown trains. Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. This horse is third off the layoff. I like that sub 22 second quarter this horse threw in the last race. That was a really slow pace race. It was really difficult for a horse like this who closes ground to make up ground, but this horse certainly showed a nice turn of foot. I do like the 356 Tomlinson for this horse. You know, these are three-year-old fillies really stretching it out, some of them for the first time. Certainly, nice turf record, three lifetime starts, a win, a second, and a third. We get Chad Brown. We get a nice outside post. I kind of like the outside post here, thinking that this horse will be clear, maybe on the outside and be set up for her run. Whereas some of the other closers, I'm afraid, might get covered up and might have a hard time finding room. So at 8-1, Chad Brown on the turf at Belmont, I thought this might be a good pick to make as our top selection. So let's take the 10 horse in the eighth race at Belmont on Saturday as our top selection. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Paved. Mike McCarthy trains. Gary Stevens, Hall of Famer Gary Stevens, the jock. This horse is 12-1 in the morning line. I like that last effort, a sub 12 second, eighth of a mile last time out. Look at McCarthy's 26%, Dave, in graded stakes races, 23 graded stakes races, 26%. So when he puts horses in graded stakes races, they perform. Obviously, this horse is shipping from the West Coast. We're going to need an improved effort, but Gary was on this horse the last time and won easily. I like the Bullet workout at Santa Anita in the bank. So that means this horse came out of that last race in great shape. I got a feeling there's a lot of upside here, Dave. So at 12-1 with Gary Stevens with a shipper by Michael McCarthy, who does well in graded stakes races, I thought we would take a chance here and put the three horse Paved as our second selection. And our third and final selection, I am going to go to the rail with the horse that I think will be the other late closer in the race, significant form, another Chad Brown trainee. We get Irad Ortiz this time at 7-2 in the morning line. This horse also had a sub 22 second quarter of a mile in the same race that our top selection came out of. Though this horse looks like he had a pretty clear shot in that race and just couldn't go by. We are getting Chad second off a layoff. This horse will get a nice inside trip. And if this horse gets a chance to get out, we'll probably, you know, close pretty hard. I see both of our Chad Brown horses coming late. So let's make the one horse, Dave, logically significant form our third and final selection. To summarize, Dave, the eighth race at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are going to be 10, 3, 1.
And then, of course, I forgot to mention the eighth race would also start another pick three. So let's go right down to the ninth race. Ninth race is a mile and a quarter. It's a grade two. It's 132nd running of the Suburban. The purse is $700,000 for four-year-olds on upward and does have a daily double. Tell us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this ninth race is going to be the 10 horse. The 10 horse is Diversify. Richard Violet trains. Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. A lot of things to like here. This horse is third off the layoff, has a Bullet workout in its holster, four furlongs in 46 and changed, the best of 67 on that day. Dave, we get third off the layoff. We get a horse that loves Belmont. Belmont, seven lifetime starts at Belmont, 5 wins, 2 seconds, a 107 top buyer speed figure at Belmont. Everything points to this horse, in my opinion, Dave. As I said, third off the layoff, nice Bullet work. I'm going to make the 10 horse here Diversify at 6-1 in the morning line, our top selection in this ninth race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 4 horse. The 4 horse is Taprit. Todd Pletcher trains. Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff. Has a couple of nice middle fast fractions the last time, so a nice middle move. Has a Bullet workout. This horse was purchased for $1.2 million, Dave, this 4-year-old colt, so a pretty expensive buy. This horse won the Belmont Stakes last year and then had one more race in the Travers, and then Pletcher laid this horse off, and this horse had a nice comeback effort there in an optional claiming race at Belmont the last time. And so I would expect an improved effort from the 4 Taprit today. Speaking of whether I think a horse will improve or regress off the last effort that looked like a tightener the last time with some fast middle fractions. We're going to make the 4 horse Taprit our second selection in this ninth race at Belmont. And our third and final selection, Dave, going to be the 2 horse War Story. George Navarro trains. Javier Castellanos, the jockey. This horse is 5-1 the morning line. This horse had kind of a rough trip as a favorite last time out. This horse is second off a layoff. Certainly can produce a high buyer speed figure one right. I would expect that this horse will show an improved effort as a beaten favorite the last time out for Navarro. So let's make the 2 horse, Dave, War Story our third and final selection in the ninth race at Belmont on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, our selections, ninth race, Belmont, Saturday, 10-4-2.
Great. And then let's move on to the 10th race. Another big race here. It's the mile and a quarter. It's on the inner turf. This is grade one. It's the 69th running of the Belmont Derby Invitational. It's a purse of $1.2 million, and it's for 3-year-olds, and this is the last leg of the pick 5. Let's have your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So I'm going to go with the foreign invader here. I'm going to take the four horse Hunting Horn, Aidan O'Brien trains. Ryan Moore is here to ride this horse. I mean, Ryan Moore's on a few other horses for Aidan O'Brien today, but I really think this is the horse he came in to ride. This horse is 7-2 in the morning line, gets Lasix for the first time, gets an adjusted speed figure from that time form rating. I think I've mentioned before, I usually take these time form ratings and adjust them down 14 points, which is the right adjustment to try to come up with the buyer speed figure. That would give this horse a 102 buyer equivalent buyer speed figure, which would be the highest buyer speed figure for anyone who's running in this race. So horse looks like he won pretty easily the last time out. Looks like it's got some class, certainly bred for the turf. And I'm certain Aidan O'Brien is over here to win this race with this horse. So I'm going to make the four horse, Dave, Hunting Horn, our top selection. Our second selection is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Analyze It. Chad Brown trains, Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. This is one of those horses that had the lead in the stretch last time and came up a little bit short as a heavy favorite, 1-5, lost at 1-5. Certainly there's some room for improvement here. And I would expect, this horse to improve off that 96 buyer speed figure the last time. But 5-2 seems a little rich for me on a lightly raced colt here on a turf course where these horses are really stretching out in distance. So, but I'm going to make the three horse, make sure we include the three in our selections, Dave, as our second pick. So let's make three, Analyze It, our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the nine horse. The nine horse is My Boy Jack. Keith DeSormo trains, Kent DeSormo's the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse, before it got on the Derby trail, was a turf horse, raced pretty good in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last year, lost by three lengths to Mendelsohn. This horse has a nice closing kick, as you've seen in even the Derby prep races as well as the turf races. And I would expect DeSormo to sit and wait and make one late run and try to win this race. So let's make the nine horse, My Boy Jack, our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, Dave, Belmont's 10th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4, 3, 9.
All right, great. Then a lot of great opportunities to make some money, a lot of pick threes, pick fives, pick fours. Let's hope you are lucky with these picks this week. We'll wrap this thing up. Again, make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And also follow us on Twitter at offthechartshr, where be any podcasting updates, race day changes, or other picks. If you have any questions, make sure you're sending us an email, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, any other closing comments before we wrap this up?
No, Dave, this thought just popped into my head that, as I've mentioned, lots of times on these podcasts, the intent of these podcasts is to be educational and informative. And my desire is for folks to do their own handicapping and to take the information that I've given and the selections that I've given. Mm-hmm. And hopefully start to make some of their own decisions, especially as how they're going to incorporate the picks into their exactas, trifectas, their multiple win race wagers, and so that will always be the intent here, Dave. We could easily create a 1-800 picks and be done with it, but that's never been the intent of the podcast.
No, you've educated me over the years, and that's why you and I do this, is to the enjoyment of racing and the learning and the skill of handicapping. So great comments, we appreciate that. So with that, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.